It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 yes. WGN. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart joins us right now. It's just a day of lawmakers and newsmakers today on the the program. We're getting it all in. We had a little an abbreviated program yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a bit of an abbreviation tomorrow, too, as Northwestern plays in its Big Ten tournament first game.
That's right. Penn State tomorrow at night.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Can I coach them?
We're good with Coach Collins.
Okay.
All right. Tom Dart is here. Sorry, Tom. Sorry, I had to be here for this.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. What a loss for all of us that you're going to be shortened tomorrow.
A class action lawsuit. I'm just going to let that go. A class action lawsuit challenges your office here. I know which one is what he's going to be asking here because
I get sued on average 3 times a day on average, so it's hard to nail them all down at times.
He's got a catcher's mitt and he just waits for the lawsuit to just come on, fire it right in here. But here, basically, what's happening here is that. You're concerned that new protocols have gone into place here in terms of bail reform, as they're calling it. Last September, this went in. And you're concerned that people are getting out and being sent out to home monitoring here who might still be a danger.
Yeah, and really, I've been trying to put this in context for people. I've always been a leader in trying to reform the bail system. You start with the fact that objective outside observers noted that the average bond hearing lasted 22 seconds. That would be the public defender speaking, the state's attorney speaking, the judge speaking on this significant act. So nothing, was significant going on. And as a result of that, we had the mentally ill pouring into the jail and poor people were charged with insignificant crimes. And so I said, that's not what jails are for. Jails are for, violent people, people who pose a threat to the community. So we need to change it. Changes were made and some really good things have happened there. But in the course of the changes, some other people that we never saw getting out before are now coming out in much larger numbers than ever before. And we're saying that, listen, that's not what I believe we were all talking about. And clearly putting them on our electronic monitoring program, which we monitor, it wasn't set up for that. It wasn't set up for violent people. It was set up for, drug offenders, nonviolent people who can be kept in their house. And if for some reason they were to escape from electronic monitoring, mind you, it's their house. I don't have a, correctional officer sitting outside their house. If they were to leave, chances are very limited danger to the community because they don't have a history of violence. These are people we're talking about who are caught with guns, people charged with armed violence, people charged with aggravated UUW, and that is not what it was set up for. And we've been saying, listen, we got to step back a little bit and look at this so that the reforms don't get thrown out the window because the bad people are going out and they're going to hurt other people.
So there's a nuance here. Here's a shocker. Let's try this at the government level, especially the county government level. Let's try this.
Yeah.
A nuance approach where somebody actually thinks about the differential in the court system, the differential between somebody who is a gun violator, has a gun, had access to a gun, and it shouldn't have had the gun and may have used it, whether they brandished it or whatever the case may be, and then you're going to send them out. And then somebody who would be getting what's the minimum bail? For you guys, like $250 or something like that? What is it?
It can be as low as that. It can be as low as anything. Frankly, everything. But
you got a bunch of people. But here's one of the other things that happens there. You got a bunch of people who get at $250 in bail, they can't afford it. They can't scrape the money together. They don't have anybody to call that's going to be able to scrape $250 in cash together. And this could be a very low-level crime, and they can't get out.
Yeah, and once again, Ro, it's expensive to house people here, and then you have to ask yourself the question, what is the ultimate reason we're housing them? We're supposed to be doing it because they're a danger to society, or in some cases, they won't show up for court. We do have those issues. But if they're not a danger, then they shouldn't be in there, and they shouldn't be taking up all the money. We have plenty of bad, dangerous people that should be in jails and should stay in jails until their case is over, not these other people. And
why is there a push? So let's go to the nuance. Let's go to the details.
Let's unwrap this.
Yes. We're going to unpack.
Unpack.
We're going to unpack
that's
now.
The big cable news expression.
So who are the people that are, obviously you're getting sued by some people here, but who, what, define for us the difference between the people who should be getting out and shouldn't be getting out. I mean, do you have, without naming the people who they are, but give me some practical examples.
Sure. Sure. In the past, prior to these reforms, we would average about 2% of the people who would be given an electronic monitoring order had a gun offense of any nature attached to the charge. Now it's up to almost 25% of the people are charged with that. And we've seen these dramatic increases. So people who are charged with aggravated UUW, okay, so these are people with a bit of an issue, to put it lightly, that has increased by 57%. The people charged with armed violence, the number of those we see getting electronic monitoring orders has gone up 143%, and people charged as armed habitual criminals has gone up 582%. And so these are significant cases.
And why are they doing this?
I don't honestly know. I honestly don't know.
And who's doing it? Let's define who's doing it.
It's coming up at the bond hearing, and there's some very, very thoughtful judges, and the head of the new bond court is one of the best judges in the entire system, bar none. And so I think what is going on here is, with the changes in the system, there hasn't been the thought put in that this needs to be evaluated weekly, biweekly, monthly, and let's see how this is playing out and are we liking it. Because they put together new criteria and new categories, and that all sounds good on paper, but then when you start seeing the actual people going out, you're saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. That might have sounded good in somebody's, you know, algorithm somewhere, but in reality, in the city of Chicago, with all of our issues with gun violence, are these the people that we want out, with the only protection being they have an ankle bracelet in their house? I mean, Ro, we have cases where people who are on electronic monitoring overdose because, you know, people can come in and out of their house. They can't be prohibited to bring in drugs. We've had people shot on their front porch on electronic monitoring. Those things already occur just by the nature of it. But if you have these other markers because your history is one of being around guns, that's a bit of a problem, and this is not the device set up for it. They should either be in custody here, or there should be a higher level of scrutiny being done by them, by some other.
Who needs to make this change? Is it the state's attorney's office, or is it the judges?
No, it was something that was done by a judicial order from the presiding judge's, chief judge's office, to say, here's the difference in how we're going to go about setting the bonds. There was more of an effort put on, okay, let's not come up with crazy bond numbers when you're looking at a guy who's literally homeless and you're going to set a $1,000 bond and you know he can't come up with $100. You need to come up with 10%. He can't come up with $100, let alone, you know, he has no money. So
yeah,
that was very thoughtful. That made sense. But this is now, I think the pendulum is swinging too far, and we need to sort of reel it in now before people get hurt.
So you're saying when the release on electronic monitoring, and there's a huge increase year to year on the number of people who are put in on electronic monitoring, you're saying that if there's some sort of a violent past, or maybe there's a security threat, there needs to be some further review. And is that that being challenged, the idea that there even shouldn't be a further review if you see other things in their past that might be violence?
This whole thing is so bizarre. It's like, who in their right mind can't argue with the fact that when we're alerted this person has violence in the background, we shouldn't be slowing the thing down and reviewing it a little bit? But that's apparently the sticking point. They're saying, who are you? A judge has made an order. Well, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the one that runs the program. I don't even have to have the program. You can't order me into a program that's a voluntary program that the sheriff's office operates. We already have about 200 people that we get orders for, but we can't put them on electronic monitoring because they don't have a house. I've told people, a little bit tricky. I can't take them to Grand Park and put a monitor on a tree and say, you got 100 feet around the tree. You better not leave it. You can't do those things. And we already have 200 people doing it. And these people that are suing me, they've never once objected to the fact that I have these 200 people on average who we can't find houses to. But now all of a sudden they're objecting because I'm saying I've got a handful of people that I believe I'm not capable of monitoring because of their danger background and with their charges.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Glad you've got the job, and I don't. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate
Good luck.
It.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a great job.
I would say, you know, I'll trade with you any day. I would not trade with you any day.
Oh.
So, yeah. That makes me feel great. Yeah, thank
there you.
You
go. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Goodbye. Thanks, Tom.
Tom Dart, County Sheriff.
Sheriff Dart.
All right. We will, let's see here right now. Judy Pollack tells us what's coming up at the top of the hour news.